Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Karen Hunter is with us. We're going to talk about Hunter's Berry Hill Farm annual garden sale coming up here this weekend. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of work, a lot of planning goes into this, I assume.
A lot of work, yes, and a lot of planning both.
By you or by lots of folks?
By me, but my family kind of helps out too, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, a real family project then for you folks?
Yes, it is. My husband, Alan, helps, and my daughter, Wendy, and her husband, Ryan, and it's kind of a joint effort.
Yeah, well, it's to put on something that's successful, it's going to take a little bit of planning anyway. Now, you're bringing in,
yes.
You bring in a lot of other folks outside just the family, too, correct?
Yes, this year we have 15 vendors. We usually have somewhere between 15 and 18 vendors, and I got some new vendors, and it should be good. Hopefully the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah, some new vendors. What types of things will they be showing?
Okay, well, we have, myself, I make a lot of berry pies, like blackberry and raspberry, apple blackberry, gooseberry, just you name it, I make a lot of pies. And all those berries come from our farm. And this year we're going to try making some blackberry sorbet, and we're making blackberry smoothies. And I will also have some hollyhocks for sale. That's a very old flower that I have a lot of them out here at the farm, but a lot of people like to start them from the plant, and so I'll have some of those for sale. I also have some hanging baskets and flower arrangements, usually in antique kind of pots. My son-in-law, Ryan, he has Williams Metal Art, and he makes a lot of garden art, really nice things. I have the Lions Club is going to be there, Red Oak Lions Club, to provide lunch, and they're going to have jumbo hot dogs and sloppy joes and chips and a brownie and a drink, and it's all for a free will offering, and they will use those funds to support projects that are ongoing in the area. Also, Sharon's Crafts is coming. She is from Clarinda, and she makes beautiful garden art out of plates. She also has wind chimes and other garden art items. We will be selling asparagus, fresh asparagus. Then Kent Yukon from Atlantic is going to be there. He sells barnwood. He makes a lot of things out of barnwood, and they're wonderful. It really goes over well. He does a great job. I have a gentleman named Galen who comes out frequently, and he makes wooden flower boxes. He makes wishing wells, lawn furniture, benches, swings, all those kind of things. I have Megan. She does photography of flowers and different garden, mainly flowers, but different garden things. She also makes bob wire art. Like this year, she's going to have a new item. It's a big flower made out of bob wire, and you can either put it in your house as a decoration or on the side of your barn. They're really nice. I have Carl and Doris Blanchland, who are going to bringing out microgreens from their greenhouse. They'll have spinach and other leafy green vegetables. I think they're going to have some rhubarb, and they've got jelly and just all kinds of things.
Sounds like you've got a lot of very creative folks that are going to be showing and selling. Yeah, you bet.
We have Cindy Worthman. She's coming, and she makes she raises goats, and she makes goat soap out of the milk and lotions. And this year she's going to bring one of her baby goats with her. So people can see the goats, that's the kind of goat she uses, and it's just really cute. I have a new lady this year, Diane Jensen. She makes a jewelry, but what's unique about it is she burns on the jewelry, like on the earrings and necklace and things, she burns morel mushrooms. And I just think it's wonderful because when I grew up, I don't know about you, Jim, but we always went out mushroom hunting, morel mushrooms. And so it's kind of, I don't know, kind of a unique thing. Did you ever hunt for morel mushrooms?
Well, I wasn't fortunate enough to grow up in a rural area. I grew up in town, so we didn't have a lot of opportunity to do that. But I know a lot of folks who really enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, and they're very good fried up. They're very good. Then I have Rocky and Sherry Anderson, and they will be bringing in garden art, too. But they also have things for a kid's garden, which I think is kind of unique. And they make some games that you can play in your garden, on your lawn. And then we have a C&M kettle corn. They're from Stanton, and they have 37 varieties of kettle corn. And I've had a couple of them, and they're really good.
I didn't know there were that many varieties.
Yes. So that's a small portion of what's going on.
Very good. You've got a lot of stuff happening there.
Yeah.
Karen, before we get too far, for folks who have not been to that location before, can you give an idea where to find you?
Okay. We are located at 63748 600 Street, which is 2 miles east of Lewis. Okay. So you don't, from Atlantic, it's not very far. And you just come to Lewis and follow around, go east out of town, 2 miles down the road, and you turn north on 600 Street, which is a gravel road, but it's a very short, we're the only house here. It's not even an eighth of a mile. It's like our long driveway up to our house. So it's not very hard to find.
You bet. Now, the event is this Saturday.
This Saturday, May the 12th, from 10 until 2.
Okay.
And it's really beautiful out here. We've been doing this every year for about 5 years now. And a lot of people bring their mom out shopping for garden items for Mother's Day and have lunch out here. We'll have tables set up. And we live high on a hill, so you can see clear into Atlantic. And at the bottom of our berry field is a pond. It's just really, really pretty.
Yeah, I was going to mention it's convenient that it's going to be occurring here this weekend during Mother's Day weekend. It's a lot of convenient gift ideas, perhaps.
Yes, that's why I always have it the day before Mother's Day, because people come out and get a lot of things that maybe they wouldn't find elsewhere.
Yeah, where do you find a lot of these vendors, Karen? It seems like there's a lot of creativity. Do they come to you, or do you have to go out and seek them out?
In the beginning, I would seek them out, and sometimes by word of mouth, someone will call me and say, can I be at your sale? But most of the time, some of these vendors I've had since the beginning. Other ones, I seek out new vendors every year so that we have a variety.
Well, it sounds like you've got a wide variety of things there, too, from stuff to enjoy to, as far as eating goes, to stuff to enjoy as far as looking at and decorating your little corner of the world there, too. So folks will get a lot of good variety there and get a chance to enjoy lunch, too. So it's
yes.
A good opportunity for folks to get out there and go. Now, has it been a good spring there at the farm?
It's been very good with the rain, and it's been very good.
In some cases, last year was kind of a rough year a little bit at times during the spring, but it seemed like this year we got some rain, some timely rains, as long as we don't get that severe weather that goes along with it. It's been decent.
That's right.
Yeah, once
it's been
warmed
very
up.
Very good for our berry plants.
Yeah. Once we warmed up, we were in pretty good shape. Very good. Well, again, that's this Saturday, May 12th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the address, again, 63748 600th Street. That's about 2 miles east of Lewis. Should be a pretty easy location for folks to find. Stop on by and see if you can find some great opportunities there and maybe some great bargains there, too. Karen, thank you so much. Good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.